Alright, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key moments in the life and career of NHL legend Claude Lemieux. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. By the end, you'll have 7 facts about Claude Lemieux that stick. Get ready to dive into the dramatic, daring, and dynamic world of Claude Lemieux. Fact number 1. Lemieux won 4 Stanley Cups and the Conn Smythe Trophy as playoff MVP with the Devils. In simpler terms, he was money when the lights were brightest. His cup years were 1986 with Montreal, 1995 with New Jersey, 1996 with Colorado, and 2000 with New Jersey. Here's the key point. In 1995, he scored 13 playoff goals and powered the Devils to the Cup, earning the Conn Smythe for the entire postseason. Test yourself. Which player won the Conn Smythe Trophy in 1995? Correct answer, Claude Lemieux. Memory aid. 4 cups make Lemieux a playoff guru. Alright, next up, fact number 2. He was one of 11 players to win the Stanley Cup with at least 3 different teams, and he became the 10th to win back-to-back cups with different teams. Think about it this way. That is rare air and it screams adaptability. 1995 with the Devils, then in 1996 with the Avalanche. Different systems, different rooms, same clutch Claude. Test yourself. How many NHL teams did Lemieux win the Stanley Cup with? Correct answer. 3. Memory aid. 3 teams, 1 dream. On to the next point, fact number 3. He scored 80 career playoff goals and played 234 playoff games, cementing his playoff legend. At the time, that ranked 9th all-time in goals and 4th in games. What matters most is that he delivered when checking tightened and space vanished. He even had multiple seasons where he scored more in the playoffs than in the regular season, which is almost unheard of. Test yourself. Where did Lemieux rank in all-time playoff goal scoring at the time stated? Correct answer. 9th. Memory aid. 80 goals. Playoff roles. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 4. His devastating 1996 check from behind on Chris Draper helped spark the Avalanche Red Wings rivalry and led to a 2-game suspension. From a practical angle, that single moment changed the temperature between 2 franchises. Draper suffered multiple facial fractures, the league suspended Lemieux for 2 games, and the animosity set the stage for years of volatile matchups. Test yourself. Which rivalry did Lemieux's hit help spark? Correct answer. Avalanche Red Wings. Memory aid. Draper's hit. Rivalry lit. Let's move right along. Fact number 5. The rivalry erupted into the 1997 fight night at the Joe, when Darren McCarty attacked Lemieux and multiple brawls broke out. Goalies fought, benches boiled, and the game became a defining snapshot of 1990s NHL intensity. Here's where it gets interesting. Despite all that bad blood, Lemieux and McCarty later appeared together at charity events, showing that hockey grudges can thaw off the ice. Test yourself. What nickname was given to the brawl involving Lemieux and McCarty? Correct answer. Fight Night at the Joe. Memory aid. Joe's Night. Big Fight. Okay, moving forward. Fact number 6. Lemieux's playing style made him one of the NHL's most hated and controversial players, with media often ranking him near the very top of that list. Let's clarify. He lived on the edge as an agitator, drawing penalties, hitting hard, and chirping constantly. An approach that fueled wins and fury in equal measure. For example, in 2018, Bleacher Report ranked him 3rd most hated, behind only Sean Avery and Matt Cook. Test yourself. Which player was often ranked as one of the most hated in the NHL? Correct answer. Claude Lemieux. Memory aid. Love to hate. Lemieux's fate. Let's roll to the next fact. Fact number 7. After retiring, he became president of an ECHL team and later a sports agent representing notable NHL players. The big idea is transition. He led the ECHL's Phoenix Roadrunners from 2005 to 2007, then moved into player representation at Four Sports Hockey. Clients included Timo Meyer, Moritz Seeder, Rickard Rakell, and Hampus Lindholm. That's leveraging experience into mentorship and management. Test yourself. Which league did Lemieux serve as president for a team? Correct answer: ECHL, memory aid, from ice to advice. Quick recap time. Fact 1. Who won the Conn Smythe Trophy in 1995? Correct answer: Claude Lemieux. Fact 2. How many NHL teams did Lemieux win the Stanley Cup with? Correct answer: 3. Fact 3. Where did Lemieux rank in all-time playoff goal scoring at the time stated? Correct answer: 9th. Fact 4. Which rivalry did Lemieux's hit help spark? Correct answer: Avalanche Red Wings. Fact 5. What nickname was given to the brawl involving Lemieux and McCarty? Correct answer: Fight Night at the Joe. Fact 6. Which player was often ranked as one of the most hated in the NHL? Correct answer: Claude Lemieux. Fact 7. Which league did Lemieux serve as president for a team? Correct answer: ECHL. You've got the top 7 facts down. What matters most is you can recall the who, what, and why on command. You're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's it for today. Let that sink in and keep this fresh in your mind.